KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Ratepayers in Rang Kunyeni Municipality on the South Coast say they're relieved to see the end of a long-running municipal strike. Disgruntled workers downed tools for more than 3 months over job grading processes. The work stoppage led to the disruption of refuse collection and electricity supply services. COGTA MEC Tulisizwe Buthelezi last month gave the municipality 30 days to come up with a solution. Sahaluddin Musa is from the Albersville Ratepayers Association.
Thankfully, sanity has prevailed and they have reached the agreement. I have spoken to the HOD of the refuse collection and he says, yeah, from Monday they will start collection refuse. We've been personally collecting all the refuse since November. Every 2 weeks, what we did is we hired 2 trucks, we hired people to lift all the refuse, collect in one place.
AmaZulu King Mrs. Zulu Kwazeletini has called on local government to intervene to save Itala. The King broke his silence on the issue yesterday, addressing concerns over an attempt by the Prudential Authority to have the entity provisionally liquidated. Newswatch's Alumusa Zulu reports.
Itala has some 257,000 depositors in KZN, most of whom are rural women. The King has tasked KZN COGTA to lead a delegation of royal family members and amakhosi to support the provincial government in its bid to protect Itala. Due to the suspension of transactions at the bank, amakhosi are also unable to access 34 million rands held in traditional levies trust account. The legal battle was supposed to take center stage in the Pietermaritzburg High Court this week, but was postponed to March. Telumusa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And the UK could become the first country in the world to make it illegal to own artificial intelligence tools that generate images of child sexual abuse. Under government plans, the new offence would be punishable by 5 years in prison. Ministers say owning, sharing or using tools to produce the illicit content would be illegal. Sky News reporter Liz Bates.
There will also be a clampdown on paedophile manuals, so essentially a step-by-step guide on how to create these types of images. Anybody found in possession of one of those could face up to 3 years. And new powers as well for Border Force. They will be able to unlock mobile phones.
A recap of our lead story. Ratepayers in Rang Kunyeni Municipality on the South Coast say they're relieved to see the end of a long-running municipal strike. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.